بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، brothers and sisters, I want you to do an exercise. I want you to take a sheet of paper and draw a line through the middle of it lengthwise. On the left column, in the left column, I want you to write down your net worth. List all your assets. Whatever you think of as an asset, please list it in the left column. Once you have done that, take a look at it, feel nice about it, or whatever, feel sad, glad, bad, mad, whatever you want to feel about it. And then, against each of the assets that you listed, on the other column, on the right side, I want you to write, to tick, a tick mark if that asset will go with you when you die, and a cross mark if that asset is not going to go with you when you die. Please do that. This is the biggest deception that this world sells very successfully to all of us. Wallahi, none of us is exempt from this. May Allah protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to see the truth and the reality. You know, I was watching that video of that Sikh gentleman who sold his flat in order to feed the people who are protesting in Shaheen Bagh. And he says in that, ये हमारी शेरनियाँ हैं, हम इनके शेर हैं, मैंने फ्लैट बेचा, मेरे और दो फ्लैट हैं, मैं अगर ज़रूरत पड़े तो उनको भी बेचूँगा, मेरा ख़ानदान मेरे साथ है, फैमिली मेरे साथ है, और मुझे कोई फिक्र नहीं. He said these are our tigresses and we are their tigers, or lionesses and lions, and I sold my flat so that they can eat to feed them. I have two more flats, and if necessary, I will sell those also. Now, since the majority of those tigresses and lionesses are Muslim, my question to myself is, what am I prepared to do in this case? What I should do is to tell the man that I have a flat and I am going to sell my flat and buy back your flat. Because if he, as a Sikh, has a right to call all those people there, of course, he's not singling out the Muslim women there. He's talking about all the women there. But of course, the Muslim women are also included. If he has a right to say that, then I have a bigger right to say that. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I will do and won't do. That's not the purpose of this Fajr reminder. The purpose is to open our eyes to the fact that a day will come when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, where we will be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not what happened, but what did you do? Allah will not ask us what happened. He will ask us, what did you do? My brothers and sisters, the exercise I asked you to do was something that I have done for myself, and it struck me very hard when I did that exercise. Because this, of course, we know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he said the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, where he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, three things follow a deceased person. He said three things follow a person who has died, a deceased person. Two of them return and one remains. His family, his wealth and his deeds follow him. His family and wealth return, but his deeds remain. Now, this is what I am by what I mean by requesting you to do this exercise of counting our assets and to see what is our real net worth. So, when we look at that list on the left side and we say, well, this is my net worth, is it my net worth or is it what I will leave behind in this world to give an account of it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment? Now, that is the issue. The issue is that when we say net worth, we think this is our net asset. Now, if it is something that I am going to be leaving behind, then it is not my asset, net asset, it is my net liability. Now, this is the point I want to make. Do you want to or do I want to die before, do I want to die with the net liability or with net asset? That is the question. So, if I want to convert my net asset to net liability, what is it that I must do? I think that's a bit of a dumb question because it's quite clear from this. The reason I asked you to do this exercise is because even though we've heard this hadith, I'm sure in this group of ours, I don't think there is anyone who had never heard this hadith. The question is, did it actually hit you the way it hit me? And the way I am mentioning it to you here. That's the question. It's not a matter of my eloquence in speaking. It's a matter of feeling the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our heart and asking ourselves this question and saying, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, he meant me. He was not talking he was not talking intellectually, he was not talking about some concept, he was talking about me. So, what will we leave behind? What will we take with us? That list of net assets that we made, is it net asset or is it net liability? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to understand this and to be able to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. My brothers and sisters, it is, I have started a series of lectures on the life of Hatim al-Asam, Rahmatullah Ali. And so I want to draw your attention because the first thing that he said was this. He said, I looked at the people and found that they are connected to their mahbub, things that they love. But I noticed that when they go to their graves, they go alone and leave behind all the things they love. And then he said that I heard the words of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith which I narrated to you. And he said, so I made the most beloved thing to myself, doing good deeds so that they can follow me into my grave. Now that is something that we really need to think about very seriously and ask ourselves to say, what do I really love and what will go with me into my grave? And let's try to accumulate that, let's try to save that so that alhamdulillah, we can look at it and be pleased when we meet Allah with the choice that we made. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil karim wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.